Item number 1210.
Amend subrecipient contract with Proud Ground to add an amount up to $883,735 in Neighborhood Stabilization Program 3 funds.
Commissioner Salzman.
Turn over to Andrea Mathiasen for a brief explanation.
Super brief. Andrea Mathiasen, Portland Housing Bureau. Thanks for allowing me to speak really briefly about this morning. This is a subrecipient contract with Proud Ground, a nonprofit community partner of the Portland Housing Bureaus. We contracted with Proud Ground back in fiscal year 12-13 to provide them with Neighborhood Stabilization Program funding, federal resources that are allocated to Oregon Housing and Community Services, which they then pass through to municipalities across the state to conduct acquisition and rehab of foreclosed properties that are then transitioned to homeownership for low-income families below 80% of median family income. So these resources were allocated to Proud Ground, and you can see the history of some of that in the ordinance. We received a second allocation of NSP resources from the state and leveraged that with some SHOP resources, community development block grant dollars, and local TIF resources in the Lentz URA. We anticipate creating 12 low-income homeownership opportunities, half of which will be available to households under 50% median income. This ordinance allows the Housing Bureau to provide payment to Proud Ground of the program income that's generated. So the way this project has been structured is that the homes are acquired, they're rehabbed, they're sold, then the proceeds come back to the city of Portland. We review those dollars against the agreed upon budget in the contract and then reallocate back to Proud Ground adequate program income to meet the contracted goals with the state of Oregon. And so this is program income that's been generated upon the sale of a series of these homes to date. I believe 10 of them have been acquired and rehabbed and sold, and we've got two more in the pipeline to complete.
Now, Proud Ground's been using a land trust model in some of their projects. Is that the case here?
That land trust model, which provides permanent affordability, does apply to all 12 of these homeownership units, yes.
Are they the only organization that you're working with that's using that approach so far?
Sabin CDC also is a land trust, operating primarily in North and Northeast Portland. The Housing Bureau does have resources historically that have been provided to Sabin as well.
Habitat has kind of a land trust in the sense that they provide the low cost financing, and they have a special relationship. It's not quite a land trust, but it's a first cousin.
It's related.
It's just an interesting model. I think it's got promise, and maybe other CDCs will pick it up, but it just seems like another way, another tool for us, particularly for home ownership, obviously, you know, to make it possible for people.
Mayor, we had a presentation from either the Housing Bureau or Proud Ground a couple years ago, and they were looking at all the homeowners they had helped to achieve, something like 150 during a period of time without a single foreclosure.
Wow.
So it's not only an effective model, but they do a very effective job of creating successful homeowners, because it doesn't work if you just put someone in a house and then they lose the house. Quick question on the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. If you can just remind me, is that the program that Senator Merkley championed during the Great Recession that was sort of one of the stimulus programs to provide relief where there was a high incidence of foreclosures in communities and allowed properties to be acquired and then converted to use?
You know, I can't comment on that specifically. It sounds related, but specifically, it has been a while.
I seem to recall it was something that Senator Merkley worked on during the Great Recession. And anyway, good. Okay,
good. Other questions for the Housing Bureau? Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Salzman?
Well, good work to Proud Ground for the 12 houses to come in the Lentz neighborhood. Very affordable houses. Good job. Aye.
Hales?
Yeah, Commissioner Salzman, thanks. Again, I think this is good work. A long time ago, as a volunteer, I was on the board of a group called Home Ownership, A Street at a Time. This one's kind of Home Ownership, A House at a Time, but using an innovative way to get people into home ownership that would otherwise never get the chance is something I love, and I'm glad to see this. Thank you. Aye. Okay, we have one.